Federal managers are under a presidential mandate to hire more people with disabilities. Now, that's not always so easy, but the Labor Department is launching a database to help you find candidates at the collegiate level. Joining us with details is John Beverly. He's the Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Office of Disability and Employment Policy at Labor. Mr. Beverly, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
Well, so tell us about this database, who and what is in it.
Well, for those federal agencies that are looking to build their talent pool, I think they should have a very keen interest in the workforce recruitment program. That's because it will assist those agencies in recruiting nationwide qualified college students with disabilities. Now, these students come from a variety of disciplines, and again, they are recruited nationwide. The workforce recruitment program database actually has 2,200 students in it, and these 2,200 students come from about 200 colleges and universities, again, from across the country. So it's a very rich information source.
How are federal managers able to get to this information source and use it?
It's fairly simple. The only thing that they need to do is to register to access this database, and they can do so at the following website. It's www.wrp.gov. When you go to that site, you'll be asked to provide certain information, and you'll be given a user name and password, and you'll be able to access this database. The great thing about the database is what goes into it, the information that you can get on these students once you get into the database. And let me talk a little bit about what happens before a student's information is entered.
Okay.
What we do is to go out to these colleges and universities and interview the students in face-to-face interviews. In fact, we have about 80 recruiters from about 40 federal agencies who go out and do this. And the information they collect includes the student's resume, the school that they attended, their academic major, their veteran status, whether or not they're Schedule A eligible, their location preference, just a host of information about the student that really assists hiring managers and HR professionals in identifying those students that really fit within their organization.
We're talking with John Beverly. He's the Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Office of Disability and Employment Policy at Labor. And now people that are accessing this from the federal government have competition because this database is also available to private employers as well?
Yes, it is. And in fact, private employers can register to use the Workforce Recruitment Program database through our National Employer Technical Assistance Center. And in order to do that, you go to earnworks.com, and private employers can do that.
I want to learn more about this database and the purpose for it. How is it different than other databases that might be out there? And how were you able to put this all together? I mean, I know that you have to screen all of the different students, but you can't talk to each one of them personally, can you?
Well, actually, we try to do that. As I said, we have more than 80 recruiters who go out and actually interview these students in face-to-face interviews. In fact, what we require is that the colleges and universities that we go to have at least 8 students who are available for interviews when the recruiters arrive. So this is a very sort of face-to-face, person-to-person kind of recruitment effort that I think does a number of things. And most of all, it identifies two things. Number one, students who are motivated. And number two, students who are actually looking for employment in the federal government. So you have that twofold benefit here. Students who are very much interested and who are willing to sit down in these face-to-face interviews and provide the information that I outlined. And secondly, these are people who are looking for a career in the federal government. Now, the WRP provides mostly for summer internships, although some graduates actually are looking for permanent placements through this program. But actually, the program gives federal agencies, if you will, the opportunity to test drive the talent through these summer internship programs. So I think it's a real win-win, both for the students and for the federal agencies.
That was actually, you partially answered my next question, which was about the students' interest. They have already expressed an interest in public service of some kind, specifically with the federal government?
Exactly, and that's the reason why they show up for these interviews.
So what happens from here? Has this database already launched, and how do you see it evolving as we go in through the months and years?
The database is available, and in fact, the most recent update of it will be available at the end of this month. So we'll get sort of a fresh run of the data by the end of this month, but it's accessible right now. So I think over time, as you indicated, as the federal government undergoes this renewed effort to recruit people with disabilities, I think this database will be a really rich resource for federal agencies. I expect to see the number of agencies that use it to increase. Right now, we have about 20 agencies that are registered to use the database. Those are the 20, quote, first-tier agencies, agencies at the enterprise level, such as, like, the Department of Labor. That number doubles when you go to the sub-agency level. So when you start moving down in the Department of Labor to its individual agencies, like ODEP, the Employment and Training Administration, there are about 40 agencies that are now registered to use the database.
And any plans to expand it to other classes of people that might have disabilities? I'm thinking, for example, veterans.
Veterans, actually, veteran status is included in the database at this point, and certainly veterans with disabilities are certainly a class of the participants in the WRP that we're looking to serve.